again. I know. I can't believe it either. Can you hear me? Feels like you can't hear me. Mm-mm. Oh, my bad. No, I'm not prepared. No, because I felt fine. And then I got worse and worse throughout the day. And literally, probably like 2 hours ago, I really, really felt it. And I was like, oh, I'm sick, like all the way. This is ridiculous how fast that occurred. And I didn't really want to like fall into it. You know, like you can kind of fight it, but Yeah, silly goose. You silly goose. Mm-mm. Oh, Susan, I'm not paying attention. I promise you I'm not. I'm like loopy because I need medication. I feel terrible. No, probably. What's going on, beautiful people? Look, it's Bob Ross. That's amazing. It feels like I can't hear anything. How do I sound? Are we good? Better go, better go, better go. All right, let's get into these topics. We got a bunch of things to cover. So let's just jump into the show. Let's knock this out. Clip it up, and we'll be right back to it probably next week. I got to stop saying Wednesday. I mean Wednesday, but then I don't say Wednesday. This song literally made my album from almost 12 years ago jump up for some odd reason. So shout out to this song. Yeah. This song gets played once, at least once a day every day. It's like the most exciting thing. It's almost one of my children at this point. It's a beautiful thing. Till I sit in heaven, I will never stop.
Nah. Never stop. I got him asking, who the fuck is this? It's Kasabian. I'm back in this bitch. I took a year off, but still on the same shit. Speed past the strip, hit the east with a bad bitch. Then bring her back to the crib. You already know this. On my last two tracks, I broke it down and I ripped it. I'm still on the east side, nigga.
Come kick it.
Oh, you ain't know. I still get shit. So motherfucker right now, don't go testing me.
Boom.
Beast mode, pushing plates off my chest like a buster.
Heard about you
a buster.
Eh?
Who you trying to play?
Homeboy.
You ain't fucker.
Nope.
I'm here to be mad, disrespectful. Don't let the pretty face fool
hey.
God damn it, I told you before.
It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. Feels like I'm yelling, but I can't even hear myself. Yeah. Ooh, management. My bad. What's going on, beautiful people? Nah, like, the lights seem weird, so I'm telling them to relook at what I see. And I'm shiny because I have a fever. It's awesome. I love being sick. You know being sick? You know the worst part of being sick? Is that if you don't feel it coming, you can't prepare yourself to be sick, and you need to, like, prepare yourself to be sick. Like, I don't care what nobody says. You can't just wake up and be like, ugh, I'm sick, and, like, have a solid day. It's not a thing. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back. Yes, we've only been once a week. I know it's been a little difficult. I'm going to definitely do the best I can to bring more episodes. I know I keep getting texts. Oh, awesome. A lot of deliveries going on. It's Christmas, so I'm like watching packages and everything. And how's everybody doing? It's the holiday season. I know during the holiday season, everybody has to deal with the emotions that come with the holiday season. And I am not immune to it. I have to go through it myself. I have to deal with these emotions and try to figure out how to comprehend and cope with them. I'm not good at giving gifts. My kids have everything. It's really hard to give people things that have everything. It's to the point now where we're just like coming up with hobbies to have things to do, right? But I don't really believe in just saving for one day. It's not a great idea to. It's hard to stand on that hill where you just want one day to be like a $5,000 to $10,000 day. It's not a thing. So I like to make Christmas at least a day where we get you something that you really want, and I've probably avoided for whatever reason. I don't want to get it. I'm going to cop it for you just because I know you want it. So change it just a little bit. Because giving gifts to me, I came, you know, that whole we grew up with nothing, so we make sure our kids have everything. That's real. That shit happened to me, and I don't think I've ever recovered from that. So in order to make these holidays special, it's just a matter of finding cool shit that maybe I wouldn't not, you know, go out of the way to purchase normally for you. I don't know. Just don't take it too serious. I want everyone to, like, really just be prepared that in 2 weeks it's 2024 and we're starting all over again, and we've been lucky enough to continue and have another shot at it, and I really want to make the best of it. And, you know, after my birthday passing, I still don't care. Like, age-wise, it's hard for me to be like, oh, I'm 37, 36, whatever the fuck I am. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around that and, like, take it as a sign to slow down or stop. We've only been doing one show because I've been swamped. January is actually going to be even worse for me with my corporate job. So in order for me to provide more content, I'm really trying to wrap myself and prepare myself. I have been working on music, contrary to what Loner thinks. It's been hard to balance that too, but it's coming slowly but surely. And I'm doing the best I can to make it all fall in line. But being sick now sucks, so there's that. But anyway, enough about me. Let's get into the show. ChatGPT writes the intro, and we do the show. Let's get into it. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show. I didn't even do the... Hold on. Before we start this, did I do the intro? I tell you, I don't feel good. What's going on, beautiful people? My name's Kasabian Live-O. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show. This is episode 478, I think it was. Where are we at? 479. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show, live from Las Vegas, and I'll be your host, Kasabian, with talent on loan from God. ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. Let's get into it. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show. We dive deep into the dynamic blend of entertainment and current events. Tonight's show is a promise, is a promising roller coaster ride of topics from the heated Texas. Okay, I'm only touching on this now because I don't want to cover it completely, but Texas is going hard on immigration. It's a law. Different than another immigration law. We'll talk about it. It's a big deal. UFC recap. This weekend was amazing for Vegas. We'll talk about it. We'll also explore the latest in the musical antics here in Las Vegas. Las Vegas has had a very interesting weekend, to say the least. We'll also talk about Jake Paul's latest fight, which I'm still not sure who he fought. Soulja Boy and Blueface is supposed to fight. We'll definitely get into that, but the excitement doesn't stop there. Join us as we unravel the intriguing tale of Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign's rave that was shut down not too far from us. Who got their money back? Oh, you remember last time somebody... I'm going to put a camera on you just for that. Yeah, that shit was funny. The baby was right here, and they said that the baby wasn't even here. However, amidst the glitz and glamours, we'll touch on a somber note of a G League player that's now under arrest because of a kidnapping and possible homicide. We'll definitely get into that. And that one really hit me because I saw the post from her boyfriend the morning that she came up missing. And hold tight as we navigate through the unexpected twists, including shocking news about Jonathan Major. I mean, are you fucking surprised? I am. I can't believe he was charged. This is fucking me up. An unexpected turn in Las Vegas as I'm not sure if it was a high school student or staff member, but somebody in the Clark County School District has tuberculosis, and they have been to about 26 schools, and this is a big deal. Tuberculosis is one of those old diseases that scare the shit out of me. I don't know how the fuck it's here in Vegas, but here we are. Get ready for an evening of entertainment, enlightenment, and everything in between. This is the Kasabian Live-O show. So listen, it was an interesting weekend, Friday through Sunday. Kanye announces his rave. Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign, Vulture's rave. Big deal in Vegas, right? Should be. I got hiccups right when the show starts. Now, when I heard about it, I didn't jump. Meaning I didn't say, okay, this is the one to go to. The location fucked me up. Same thing that happened with the baddies, light skin versus dark skin, and then the baddies versus the other fatties or whatever the fuck, baddies versus fatties. I didn't want to go because I didn't like the address of the location. I don't care what nobody says. The address of the Wild and Out Zeus event was ghetto. Not for me, bro. I don't care What type of security they had, I wasn't doing it. When I saw the address for Kanye's spot, there's a warehouse that my buddy owns right in that warehouse. I guess you would call that like a warehouse district or like a warehouse park. Yeah, my buddy owns, they do fake plants for staging. They have a warehouse full of plants. So when I saw the address, I was like, why the fuck is Kanye doing something there? But it made sense. It just didn't fall through because there was no licensing. Can't do that type of shit in Vegas. The police is out here. And the area that they did it at, the police station is literally 15 minutes. Not even that. It's probably 5 minutes. Like, there's a literal substation right there. They didn't get away with anything. It was terrible. But we'll definitely cover that. It was an interesting weekend. For example, UFC. It was like the longest UFC event that I had to deal with. We were literally watching fights from about 4 o'clock till probably 11. It was great. It was the last fucking card of the year. That was awesome. I think it is time for Tony Ferguson to retire. It didn't look great. Paddy Pimblinton? He didn't look like he wanted the... Fighters do this shit where they don't hit hard enough to knock him out. They just hit hard enough to hurt. And Paddy was doing that with Tony. And, like, rightfully so. He was much bigger than Tony by a lot. I thought Tony was a lot bigger, but size-wise, no. Paddy was much, much bigger and showed it. He used it well. Cody Garbrandt looked great. I heard Cody's talking about going bare knuckle. I think that'd be a good look for him. Be way more money for him over there. I don't think his career in the UFC is going anywhere, honestly. Who else fought? Oh, Kobe Covington and Leon Edwards. Not a great fight. Leon definitely showed that he is the champ and he's going to hold on to being a champ. But Kobe looked like a fucking, like a zombie that was just not prepared. The lights looked too bright for Kobe Covington. I'm not impressed. It was embarrassing to say the least. And I would like to see him leave as well. Hey, he's going to try to start another fight with Wonder Boy. That sounds wonderful. I really don't care. Let's see what happens. I don't think he's a pay-per-view fighter anymore. Maybe he should go to bare knuckle. It wasn't good. During the UFC fights, I caught a clip of Jake Paul literally throwing the wildest straight uppercut down the middle. It just looked like whatever. Threw an uppercut and he knocked out a Walmart self-checkout employee, they said. Who knows who he fought this time? And it's a wrap. It's curtains for Jake Paul. We do this every year. It's going to take a giant B-side or A-side to make Jake Paul relevant again. This is not real boxing. This is an exhibition artist. Jake Paul is not a boxer. That's the difference. Jake Paul is an exhibition artist who has done well at exhibitions, but he's not a boxer. Nor should he try to even attempt to be a boxer. I think that should just let that shit go and continue the clown show is what we're here for. We want to see the clown show. You've lost, but you didn't give us the loss that we wanted. This uppercut knockout looked insane. Blueface has been the topic of a lot of subjects for a couple of weeks because Blueface has definitely done some crazy shit. So with Blueface now coming as Soulja Boy, was interesting to see. You just got to respect Blueface a little bit more when you see Soulja Boy crumble under that type of pressure. And that's all I'm going to say. Keep on watching. I think the shit's hilarious. I'm not even... it's a far stretch to think that Soulja Boy is going to pull up and really do something. Just saying. Let's just get into these stories. Las Vegas is an amazing place, and ever since F1 left, it feels like we've just been doing things. Vegas is very busy. People don't have nothing to do where they're from. Here's a joke. What's the weather like in California? Nobody knows. It only happens when people live there. So... mudslides, rain, snow, fires. None of that shit's occurred because everybody left California. So there's no more weather. It's hard to even ask what the weather is in California unless you're in like SoCal and it's just always beautiful. Just being honest. Everybody's everywhere. Vegas has grown substantially within this year because things were so cheap. Now remember, when money's cheap, it's easy to buy big and do big. Vegas will always grow. Anytime that there is an opportunity for escape, Las Vegas wins. When people do bad, when the economy does bad, Las Vegas does better. Comedy goes through the roof. Our shows go through the roof. Our customer service does very well. The union had their strike. They were able to reorganize their monies. Nobody's hurting right now. If you have a solid job, you're doing well. If you don't, then it's a whole different story. When I say nobody's hurting, I mean the people that are moving the city around. There's a lot of shakers and movers that have definitely created a whole new ambiance for Vegas, and it's interesting to watch. It's interesting to see how the city has changed and how the city has grown and where it's going. And I'm excited to say that next year I would really like to have my, you know, my hat in the game. I'm gonna be outside. So, to my surprise, when I get a text that says Kanye's gonna be here and throwing a rave not that far from my house, maybe I should take the drive, go down to 215 and go see what's up, right? No, I couldn't do that. I'm gonna tell you why. Story's out of radar. Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign's listening party in Las Vegas was shut down as fans started to show up. This week, the musicians had a hold on, because I'm not even sure if this was an official Kanye West, Ty Dolla, Vultures listening. This was a last-minute thing thrown up, kind of hit the web, and just took off. And I almost have some bit of feeling inside of me that Zeus got something to do with this shit, too. Because the way that they approached it, they thought that they were in the middle of nowhere. Vegas is very small. So even though you thought you were on the outskirts, not really. Like I said, the location where Kanye chose to do this was about two blocks away from a police station. Shut it down quickly. You need licensing in Las Vegas. But I'm not sure, again, if this was an official concert or an official show, or if this was just an impromptu show. But the tickets were $2,000 for an impromptu show where they threw dirt in the middle of a warehouse and they stood on a pile of dirt and they rapped. I guess it's promo. Earlier this week, the duo was seen in Miami playing a few tracks from their yet-to-be-released project. According to reports, the tickets in Vegas were $2,000. They told people to show up at 11 and the doors would open at midnight. The police showed up at 11:20. Shout out to Metro for shutting that shit down. Kanye, sorry, bro. You can't come to Vegas and do shit like that. Vegas don't do that. You want to do an impromptu show in Vegas, you got to go hit the casinos and pay the bread. That's just life. I know. It is what it is. I have no clue. I don't know. No. Okay, next story is out of Vegas as well, and it's about a G League player, his girlfriend, and a girl that was missing. Now, a couple weeks ago, maybe week and a half, 2 weeks, I saw the post from a boyfriend that looked frantic, and unfortunately, when you see posts like that, you kind of know where they're going. In Vegas, it's unfortunate, but when a pretty girl, when Bangkok got him. And I'm not by any shape, fashion, or form making fun of, making light of, or looking down on this situation, but Las Vegas is a very, very dark place if you don't know what you're doing. The post that I read was from a boyfriend that seemed to be distraught, terrified, scared, everything that you could say for somebody that is missing and completely in utter I don't want to say disarray is the word. I don't think that's even the word, because the post was basically, I haven't heard from her. This is her last location. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who she's with. If anybody can help me, just give me any info, anything. They weren't fighting. There was no beef between her and her boyfriend at the time. Like, there's none of that. It just looked like it was a young girl that was having a good time in Vegas. But unfortunately, things happen in Vegas where girls come out and they end up with other dudes and shit. And I'm not saying all girls, but it does happen. And a couple of bucks will make a dude look like he's really doing it. And come to find out, this is just some bum-ass G League player that was living in an apartment with a 19-year-old. Be careful. Be very careful in Vegas. Be very careful anywhere you go. But Vegas is a town where if you're not prepared, it'll eat you up and spit you out quickly. Stories out of CNN. Former NBA G League player and his girlfriend arrested in the killing and kidnapping of missing woman in Las Vegas, police say. The dude's name is Kuchimi or some shit. He was 27 and his girlfriend Harden, 19. They were arrested last week and charged for kidnapping. For kidnapping Harden's friend, Rogers. Now, this is interesting. The friend that was posted by her boyfriend that she was missing was a nurse. She was 23, not from Las Vegas. And again, her boyfriend was aware that she was out here, not aware of what she was doing. And it just seemed like they probably had good communication right up until something happened. And who knows? This might have been like alcohol poisoning, drugging. Maybe it was a party favor that went wrong. It's unfortunate. This shit is terrible. But it's just, it, this is just going to be a fucking sad story. There's no way around this. This young lady has lost her life behind who knows what. You know what I'm saying? I hate covering these stories. I don't even want to get into it. But basically, the basketball player and the girlfriend wine and dine shorty all night, took her back to their place. They don't know what happened at that point. It didn't seem like she went willingly. There probably was drugs involved. Who knows? Everything's alleged until things are proven. But after the arrest, the police were able to discover that they did get rid of the body and they found the remains of the body. So they are being charged for the kid. I mean, as of right now, it hasn't been no homicides. Nobody's being charged with it, but they are both under arrest and it is under investigation. And, you know, prayers to the family and prayers to everyone that's involved. This is very difficult. And it, I mean, what a terrible time for this to happen. Shout out to Metro once again. Good goddamn police work, boys. Good goddamn police work. Now, the next story fucked me up. I love Marvel. I don't know how I felt about Jonathan Majors, but I love Marvel. Now, Jonathan Majors has been the source of some controversy for quite some time with him and his ex-girlfriend and these essay and domestic charges and things. I guess no essay. Sorry, not essay. It's just domestic, just abuse. So due to the nature of the allegations and the extent of what happened, it didn't look good for Jonathan Majors. But Jonathan always stood on the fact that he was defending himself and he was getting away from her and she was controlling. And in fact, the person that was the abused and the victim was actually him, which made everybody scratch their head because you figured that's odd, but it happens, right? You can't judge them. You don't know what the fuck is going on in their relationship. Last week, a video surfaces of him running away from her, getting away from her, getting her off of him, and then him running away. Did it look like he was assaulting her? No. It looked like a man that was desperate to get the fuck away from somebody. Unfortunately, today he was convicted. And right after that conviction, within probably a minute, Disney announced that they severed ties with Jonathan Majors. Fox News, a jury convicted Jonathan Majors of assaulting his former girlfriend. The Marvel and Creed 3 actor, 34, was found guilty of assault and harassment. He was also acquitted of different assault charges. The aggravated assault charge and aggravated harassment charge were dropped. The aggros are dropped, but the other ones aren't. That's insane. The charges stem from a dispute between Majors and his girlfriend, Grace Jabari, that began in the backseat of a chauffeured car, and it spilled into the streets of Manhattan one night last March. Wow. Jabari testified about the substantial pain that she suffered, and he allegedly assaulted her in the backseat of the cab. The thing was, in the video, that's why I don't like videos like this, because you don't know what happened and what made all that shit pop off, but the jury seems to have more information and they were able to do what they did. This wasn't looking good for him, and I don't know what Marvel's going to do, but Marvel's got a lot of work to do. Marvel's falling the fuck apart. This just gives him a clean slate. Let's retry this shit and hurry up, because everybody's getting old. Loki can't keep going. That hairline keeps pulling back. We got shits to do. I'm serious. Now listen, this is going to be the end of the show. We have one more Las Vegas story, and it's a big one. But before we get into the Las Vegas story, the news out of Texas that's happening right now with immigration is very interesting. They're making it illegal in the state. They're making it a state law. Immigration at the moment is a federal thing, but now they're making it so that if anybody's illegal and they cross the border illegally, they can and will be arrested by police officers because they're now committing a crime. They're not there asylum seeking. They are there breaking a crime. It's going to be interesting. We'll definitely be covering this story more. We'll keep an eye on what's going on, but that is definitely something special. The next story is out of Fox News, and again, it's here, my beautiful hometown, Las Vegas. But it's gross. Some funky-ass kid in the school district's got tuberculosis, and it might not be a kid. It might be a fucking teacher, and that's what got me pissed off, or some type of assistant aide. Officials have opened a tuberculosis investigation after a person with an active infection was reported to have been around dozens of elementary and high school campuses in Nevada. When I tell y'all how many schools this person has been to, y'all, the person in question who has not been publicly identified, which is bullshit, was believed to have been on at least 26 Clark County School District campuses and training sites before discovering the TB diagnosis. What are we doing? The district said individuals noted the notifications that were sent out or to the closest ones that they believe were infected or maybe exposed to when he was most contagious. Y'all know what tuberculosis is? That's a disease from like the Dark Ages. Scares the fuck out of me. You cough blood for no reason. Well, there's a reason you're obviously sick, but still fucking disgusting. It's like, like wads of blood. Terrible disease. This motherfucker walked around 27 schools around kids just coughing up a lung and didn't think to get checked. Or I guess they did, but they still can. That's the problem with the workforce, right? The workforce don't pay enough, so they force you to work while you're sick. And there's never going to be a fix for that because nobody's going to be able to justify sick days. Like, for example, I've been sick now twice in probably, 2 months. And I've been down for about 2 weeks each time. 2 to 3 weeks. That's not fun. I've been sick this damn winter more than shit. Hey, we need to go back to the masks and washing hands, you dirty motherfuckers. This person walking around 17 campuses once they knew that they had the tuberculosis or when it was worse is terrifying. 8 campuses have been contacted so far. Nobody has tested that they have it, but this exposure is disgusting. The amount of people that this person saw was outrageous. I don't have good adjectives. My brain is mush right now, but I'm not okay with that. That shit is wild as fuck. But that was the show. A lot of news out of Las Vegas. Sound like that rapper. There's a lot of news out of Las Vegas. Not all great news, but again, it was a Vegas-filled news day. Not good Vegas news. Not. But hey, we'll do some shit where we film the different attractions out here and show everybody what Christmas looks like in Vegas and the different things that we're going to do. There's this bounce challenge, not a bounce house challenge, but there's, it's like Tough Mudder, but for kids. So it's a big ass bouncy playhouse, play place. They're going to take over a whole parking lot. And it's like 1 hour 45, almost 2 hours worth of shit to do from start to finish. So if you start the whole thing and you hit every bounce house, about 2 hours worth of fun. I'm not even going to say how much it is, but the good thing is that they have it divided up in slots and you reserve your time. Probably the best thing ever is reserving time. I'll pay extra to reserve time every time. To reserve my slot, my spot, my convenience, my happiness, I'll pay extra. I'm not spending $400 to just stand there like a fucking dodo with 30 million people in my way. Let me spend a couple extra bucks and everybody get the fuck clear out and let me get my 2 hours. That's the show. My name's Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. I need to tan, a massage, a facial. I need to get my nails done. I need to go pick up some things from Coach. Merry Christmas, y'all. But I'm back Wednesday because I know you don't believe me, but I'll be back Wednesday.